Yes.
All right, 20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 single women, name a word rhyming with date you might use to describe a first date.
Pass.
Name something people collect in the woods.
Wood.
Besides pepperoni, name your favorite topping on a pizza.
Sausage.
Name something people upgrade.
Houses.
Name a kind of place where people are led into temptation.
At school.
Single women, name a word rhyming with date you might use. Yeah, let me read that, because I was stumbling through it. Listen to me. We ask 100 single women, name a word rhyming with date you might use to describe a first date.
Fate.
Okay, cool. We asked 100 single women, name a word rhyming with date you might use to describe a first date. You said, fate, survey said. Name something people collect in the woods. You said, hell, wood, survey said. Yeah. Besides pepperoni, name your favorite topping on a pizza. You said, sausage, survey said. Name something people upgrade. You said, their house, survey said. Name a kind of place where people are led into temptation. You said, school. Survey said. Yeah. Oh. All right, let's go. Let's go, Keith.
Go, Keith.
All right, Keegan, we got a little work to do. Tanner got 67. You need 133.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, let's remind everybody Tanner's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 single women, name a word rhyming with date you might use to describe the first date.
Mate.
Name something people collect in the woods.
Sticks.
Besides pepperoni, name your favorite topping of pizza.
Sausage.
Try again.
Pineapple.
Name something people upgrade.
Their cell phone plan.
Name a kind of place where people are led into temptation.
School.
Try again.
Work.
Well, we asked 100 single women. We need 133. Name a word rhyming with date you might use to describe a first date. You said, mate, survey said. Late. Late was the number one answer. Okay, listen to me. What you said was sticks. That's the same as wood. So they need another answer. Name something people collect in the woods.
Leaves.
You go get them leaves and bring them home. Survey says. I told y'all. Told you they do it all the time. Firewood was the number one answer. Besides pepperoni, name your favorite topping on a pizza. You said the very popular pineapple. Survey said, go ahead, give them 23 for that one, too. Mushrooms. Mushrooms was number one. Name something people upgrade. You said, cell phone plan, survey said. Yeah. Computer software. Name a kind of place where people are led into temptation. You said, at work, survey said. Bar and nightclub. $5 a point, that's $640, and they're coming right back on Family Feud, everybody. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time. All right, you ready?
I think so.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry?
His chest.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you worry about the future?
8.
Name a state in the United States that everyone wants to go to.
Florida.
Name a famous Woody.
Woody Woodpecker.
Even after the divorce, name something couples fight about.
Kids.
Wow. Let's go, Michelle. All right, let's see. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry. You said his chest. Survey said. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you worry about the future? You said 8. Survey said. Name a state in the United States everybody wants to go to. You said Florida. I like it down there too. Survey said. Name a famous Woody. You said Woody Woodpecker. That was my dude, boy. Survey said. Even after the divorce, name something couples fight about. You said kids. Survey said. Wow. David Jr. David Jr. Michelle did pretty good, man.
Yeah.
She got 133, you need 67. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's remind everybody of Michelle's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry.
It's a penis.
On the scale. Okay, hold up. I gotta stop. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you worry about the future?
7.
Name a state in the United States that everyone wants to go to.
Florida.
Try again.
California.
Name a famous Woody.
Pecker.
Try again.
Pass.
Even after the divorce, name something couples fight about.
Money.
Name a famous Woody.
Hayes.
Woody Hayes, football coach. Come on. Come on, David Jr. Name a part of a man's body that if hair got ripped from it, it might cause him to cry. You said his tear the hair off of it.
It hurts.
Survey said. Chess was the number one answer. We need 39 points. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you worry about the future? You said 7. Survey said?
Okay.
10. 10 was the number one answer. 27 points away. Name a state in the United States everybody want to go to. You said California. That's the home of Hollywood. Survey said? Number one answer, Hawaii. Hawaii, 5 points away. Name a famous Woody. You said Woody Hayes. Survey said. Woody Allen was the number one answer.
Woody Allen.
We need 5 points. Even after divorce, name something couples fight about. You said money. A survey said. $20,000, and they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey, folks. We'll see you next time. You ready?
I am ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much harder do you work at your job than your coworkers?
10.
Fill in the blank. Second what?
Wife.
Name something teenagers try to cover up.
Sex.
Name something that goes up and down.
Breasts.
If a genie granted you one wish, name something you wish for.
Money.
Wow. Well, folks, let's dig into the mind of Chris. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much harder do you work at your job than your coworkers? You said 10. Survey said? Fill in the blank. Second what? He said, you said. Your second wife. Survey said? Name something teenagers try to cover up. You said? Sex. Survey said? Then we said, name something that goes up and down. You said, breasts. Survey said, if a genie granted you one wish, name something you'd wish for. You said, money. Survey said, good job. All right, good. Chris got 64.
Okay, that's okay.
You need 136 to win.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's remind everybody of Chris's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much harder do you work at your job than your coworkers?
9.
Fill in the blank. Second what?
Base.
Name something teenagers try to cover up.
Zits.
Name something that goes up and down.
Hot air balloon.
If a genie granted you one wish, name something you'd wish for.
Lot of money.
Try again.
To be sexy and thin.
Well, we got sex in there. Come on, let's go. That's the best answer. All right, let's go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much harder do you work at your job than your coworkers? You said? 9. Survey said 5. 5 was the number one answer. We need a 127. Fill in the blank. Second what? You said second base. Survey said second chance. Chance was the number one answer. Name something teenagers try to cover up. You said a zit. Survey said acne was the number one answer. We need 76. Name something that goes up and down. You said a hot air balloon. Look at what your brother said. That's the answer that's gonna make him famous back in Hepatitis, Wisconsin. Survey said? And for genie, number one answer was elevator. Elevator. If a genie granted you one wish, name something you wish for. You said to be sexy and thin. Survey said money. Money was the number one answer. $5 a point. That's $620. But they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time, folks. All right, you ready?
I'm ready, Steve.
20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 women, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy do you like your men?
5.
Fill in the blank. Under my blank.
My pillow.
Name an occupation whose people have big egos.
Electrical engineers.
Name something people want to do before they turn 30.
Travel.
Name a bad habit that can ruin a woman's looks.
Smoking.
Yes.
Steve, I'm so sorry. But I love the black one, so that's good.
Right. You nervous?
Can people feel it?
Can people feel how nervous you are? I don't know if they can feel how nervous you are, but I'm nervous.
I'm sorry.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Just relax a little bit. You'll be okay.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you. No, thank you. God. Jesus, because I thought you and I was about to get involved. You had pulled me in so close. I was starting to feel some kind of way. My other hand, I was going all right now. What the hell going on up here? All right, though. All right, come on, Luke. Okay. Come on, Debbie.
Okay.
We ask 100 women, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy do you like your man? You said 5. Survey said?
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. Under my blank, you said pillow. Survey said? Name an occupation whose people have big egos. You said electrical. Where'd you get that? What? That's what you said. Electrical engineers.
Sorry.
Is that what he is?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, it's got to be. Okay.
But he's great. We love him.
Okay, great.
We love him just the way he is.
Okay, well, he ain't going to be up there.
Right. Okay.
Survey said.
Aww.
Name something people want to do before they turn 30. You said travel. Survey said. Name a bad habit that can ruin a woman's looks. You said. Smoking, better believe it. Survey said. All right, let's close it up. Victor.
Yes, sir.
All right, she didn't do bad. She got 87, you need 113. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's remind everybody of Debbie's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 women, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy do you like your men?
3.
Fill in the blank. Under my blank.
Blouse.
Name an occupation whose people have big egos.
Doctors.
Name something people want to do before they turn 30.
Party.
Name a bad habit that can ruin a woman's looks.
Big nose.
Oh. Vic, don't worry about it, man. Vic said, God, that was terrible. You be all right, man. It's a game. We asked 100 women on a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy you like your men. You said 3. Survey said 5. 5 was the number one answer. Fill in the blank. Under my blank, you said under my blouse. My man, I see you. I feel you. I feel you. Survey said Thumb was the number one answer. Name an occupation whose people have big egos. You said them doctors. Survey said lawyer and a judge was number one. Name something people want to do before they turn 30. You said they want a party. Survey said get married was number one. Name a bad habit that can ruin a woman's looks. You said and she just keeps on putting on that big nose. If you don't stop that habit, survey said, smoking. Smoking was number one. Folks, $5, $570, but hey, they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time.
We asked 100 men, name a part of your body that's bigger than it was when you were 16.
Your penis. Not so good? I said the medical terminology.
I don't care what you said. Could have said ding-a-ling, winky, any damn thing. What the hell? It ain't gonna sound right. The medical term is almost worse. A slang term would at least been your ding-a-ling something. Your penis. Oh. We're keeping that answer?
Okay.
Yes, sir. 20 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, man. We asked 100 men, tell me the perfect height for a woman.
5'10".
Name something on your body that might get pulled.
Penis.
Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
Pass.
Name someone who keeps you honest.
Mother.
Name a restaurant chain that's all about the chicken.
Chick-fil-A.
Name a specific activity beginners look funny doing. I tried to get back to it. I'm sorry, man. Can I give it to him because I was laughing? Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
Swimming.
Okay. All right, here we go. We asked 100 men, tell me the perfect height for a woman. You said 5'10". Survey said? Name something on your body that might get pulled. You said. And that's cause the woman you dating is too tall. Survey said? Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing. You said swimming. Survey said. Name someone who keeps you honest. You said your mother. Survey said. There you go. Name a restaurant chain that's all about chicken. You said Chick-fil-A. Survey said. That's a good one, man. Victor, my man, got a little bit of work to do. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's remind everybody of Marcus' answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 men, tell me the perfect height for a woman.
5'10".
Try again.
4'3".
Name something on your body that might get pulled.
Penis. Nipples.
Start at number three. Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
Playing tennis.
Name someone who keeps you honest.
Wife.
Name a restaurant chain that's all about chicken.
KFC.
We asked 100 men, tell me the perfect height for a woman. I couldn't believe you said 5'10", but you did. And then you said, what? Survey said? 5'6". Name something on you and Marcus's body that might get pool. You said penis. Try again, and then you said. What's the hell going on over here? Nipple survey said. The number one answer. Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing. You said playing tennis. Survey said dancing. Dancing was the number one answer. Name someone who keeps you honest. You said your wife. Survey said Mother was the number one answer. Name a restaurant chain that's all about chicken. You said KFC. Survey said KFC was the number one answer. $5 a point, $690. They got a four-day total, $40,690. And remember, the Johnson family will be coming back to play for a chance at a brand new car. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time. Welcome back to The Feud, everybody. The Abundance family won the game. Woo! And now it's time to play
Fast Money.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, man, let's go.
Let's go.
Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry.
Penis.
Time out.
It would hurt. It would hurt. Yeah. It would hurt.
No, he ain't laughing. I had to stop because I teared up. Soon as he said, I heard all the men gasp from your penis. Okay, here we go. Start with question two. When you trust your gut, what percent of the time are you right?
80.
Name a fear many people have.
Heights.
When you just got fired at work, where do you go?
Pass.
Name something that expires.
Milk.
You just got off work, where do you go?
Friends house.
All right, let's go. Oh. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, keyword ripped, it might cause him to cry.
Or die.
You said your penis heart attack. Survey said. When you trust your gut, what percentage of time are you right? You said 80. Survey said. Name a fear many people have. You said heights. Survey said. You just got fired at work. Where do you go? You said friend's house. Survey said. Name something that expires. You said milk. Survey said. All right, Priscilla, I got some good news for you. Francisco got a 139 points. You need 61 to win. The 61 is still tough in the second position, so I want you to focus for me, okay, Priscilla?
Yes.
All right, let's remind everyone of Francisco's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, let's go, Priscilla. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry.
Penis.
Okay. What am I supposed to do? She said the same thing. It's unbelievable. Okay. Afterwards, you said nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's her answer. We don't have to do that no more. Okay, cool. Okay, good answer. Okay, here we go. When you trust your gut, what percent of the time are you right?
80.
Try again.
100.
Name a fear many people have.
Heights.
Try again.
Flying.
You just got fired at work. Where do you go?
The bar.
Name something that expires.
Your license plates.
Thank you. Name a part of a man's body that if hair were ripped from it, it might cause him to cry. You said, that ain't what you said at first. Survey said. Chess was the number one answer, 26 away. When you trust your gut, what percent of the time are you right? You said 100. Survey said. 80% was number one. Name a fear many people have. You said flying. Survey said. Wow. Fear of heights was number one. You just got fired at work. Where do you go? You said the bar. Survey said. Boom. Something that inspires food and milk. Food and milk was the number one answer. 3-day total, $40,575, and they're coming right back on Family Feud. Focus for me. Take your time. Okay. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 married men, name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons.
Sex.
How long, oh God. How long should a timeout be for a naughty child?
2 minutes.
Name someone who's the most critical of your appearance.
Spouse.
Fill in the blank, treasure blank.
Island.
Name something that you need to change a flat tire.
A jack.
Come on, man, let's try to win this money now. We asked 100 married men. Name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons. I don't know what you was thinking. You said, is your wife here?
No, she's not here. We went over this. We went over this before. We did. You know, we talked about the game show, and there could be some answers that may not be in the favor of you, but that's not how I feel about you. Okay. I'm trying to win $20,000.
Yeah, you think so this is the best way to win this $20,000?
It's up there. It's not my wife. Those men's wife. Not mine. That's what they said. I didn't say it.
That's what they said.
They.
You ain't saying.
That's right.
That ain't your answer.
That's their answer.
That's their answer.
I'm speaking for them because
we good. You're speaking for them because we good.
We good over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's hang it up.
Come on. Let's go. Come on, man. Hang in there, baby. It's going to be all right. This the dumbest thing you could have said.
Come on, Jay. Let's go. Man, I hope you got a bunch of points. Survey said...
It's all right.
It's gonna be all right, baby.
Yeah, we can recover.
Yeah, you can recover. How long should a timeout be for a naughty child? You said 2 minutes. Jesus. Survey said. Name someone who's the most critical of your appearance. You said your spouse. And after that first answer. Everything you put on gonna suck. I don't give a damn what you wearing. You gonna wear that with your ugly looking self? Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Hang in there, man. Survey said. Fill in the blank, treasure blank. You said. Treasure Island. Survey said. Oh, boy. Name something you need to change, a flat tire. You said. Jack. Survey said. Oh. Seconds on the clock, please. Not going through this with you no more. All right, let's remind everybody except her of Andre's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. All right, here we go. We asked 100 married men, name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons.
Cooking.
How long should a timeout be for a naughty child?
10 seconds.
Name someone who is the most critical of your appearance.
In-laws.
Fill in the blank. Treasure blank.
Island.
Try again.
Chest.
Name something that you need to change a flat tire.
Another tire.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
Oh!
You
got
this.
You got this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
We asked 100 married men, name something your wife might be better at if she took lessons. Stupid Andre says sex.
His wife is going to get him.
Mm-hmm. But you said cooking. Survey said. Cooking was the number one answer. How long should a timeout be for a naughty child? You said
right
10 seconds.
Somebody said it.
Somebody said it. No, baby, ain't nobody said 10 seconds. Survey said 10 minutes and 5 minutes tied for the number one answer. We still got, come on, baby. We
okay,
got,
we got
36,
it.
36 away. Name someone who's the most critical of your appearance. You said your in-laws. Survey said. Myself is number one. Fill in the blank. Treasure blank. You said treasure chest. Survey said. Treasure Island was number one.
Come on,
we need
and Daddy.
One point. Name something. You need to change a flat tire.
Yes.
You said another tire. See? Please, Jesus, two people.
What's up,
girl? Survey said. $20,675, and they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time. Welcome back to the Feud, everybody. The Tracy family won the game, and now it's time to play. Well, Jim, Paul's off stage. I'm gonna ask you 5 questions in 20 seconds. If you can't think of anything, you just say pass. Then if you and Paul together come up with 200 points, look right there and tell everybody what you're gonna win.
$20,000!
Yeah! I like it. You ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. When you're feeling tense, name something that will loosen you up.
Reading.
Tell me how much a large popcorn cost in a movie theater.
$3.
Give me a word that rhymes with please.
Seize.
What is your worst driving habit?
Texting.
Name something in their homes that people always keep hidden.
Phone numbers.
All right, let's go, Jimmy. Right here, come on back. There you go. All right, when you're feeling tense, name something that will loosen you up. You said... Reading. Survey said. All right. Tell me how much a large popcorn cost in a movie theater. You said $3. Survey said.
I don't know.
Give me a word that rhymes with please. You said seize. Survey said. Then I said, what is your worst driving habit? You said, texting. You don't text and drive,
I know,
do you?
I know, but that's
you don't figured, do that, do you?
America might.
Okay, that's a good one. Survey says.
God, this is horrible, Steve. This is horrible.
Name something in their homes that people always keep hidden. You said, phone numbers. I don't really expect that to.
No, either.
Survey says.
That's the record low.
Yeah. Let's bring out Paul. I don't know how to tell you this, Paul.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, your brother?
Older brother.
Older brother.
Much older brother.
Wow. It showed. Jimmy came out here and... Whew, Jesus. I don't even know if I can give you this number. I've never said this. I've hosted 500 shows, and I've never said this number before, ever.
Am I going to need a nightstick?
Are you going to need a nightstick?
Yeah.
You're going to need something longer than a nightstick, buddy.
His nickname is Shameless.
Shameless is his name?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this. How many points do you think he could have gotten that would be disappointing for you?
Just 50.
Yeah. He ain't let you down. You're going to have to give me every number one answer we have.
Okay.
Jimmy got 14 points.
That's two touchdowns.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, it's the best reaction I've ever had, man. Man, I don't know how this turns out, but you're a great family. And next show, man, we're going to have a blast, Jimmy. I almost assure you won't be out here, though. All right, here we go. You need all of them. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. You cannot inhale duplicate these answers. There is no way. Anyway, don't worry about it. If you do duplicate it, you'll hear this sound. You'll never hear that. And then you'll give me another answer. It's going to be a little bit tougher, so we're going to give you 25 seconds, okay? All right, let's remind everyone of Jim's answer. All right, let's have fun with this. Let's make it happen. 25 seconds on the clock, please. When you're feeling tense, name something that will loosen you up.
A drink.
Tell me how much a large popcorn cost in a movie theater.
$4.
Give me a word that rhymes with please.
Sleaze.
What is your worst driving habit?
Speeding.
Name something in their homes that people always keep hidden.
Money.
Boom! Took the shot at it! Man, you took a shot at it, buddy. When you're feeling tense, name something that will loosen you up. You said a drink. Survey said
yeah.
Drink was the number one answer. Tell me how much a large popcorn cost in a movie theater. You said $4. Survey said
there you go.
$5 was the number one answer. I said, give me a word that rhymes with please. You said sleaze. Survey said. I thought that would be better. Tease was the number one answer. So what is your worst driving habit? You said speeding. Survey said.
Good.
Speeding was the number one answer. And that ain't something in their homes that people always keep hitting. You said money. Survey said.
Wow,
that's a heck of a try. That was a heck of a try.
Who hides the phone number?
Money. $690. Steve Harvey, we'll see you next time, folks. Oh, man. Come on, Rocco, let's make it happen.
Why not?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun is New Year's Eve?
It's an 8.
Name something people might get too much of.
Money.
Name something people fill with water.
A bottle.
Try again.
A pool.
Name the most popular cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
A plumber.
Try again.
Of course. Dirty. Gynecologist.
You married, Rocco?
Not yet. Couple months.
Yeah, I better check with her after this one. Yeah. Boy, your buddy's at work when this goes on TV. It's about the best answer I've ever heard. You stunned the world with that one right there. I don't know if we're gonna have enough tape to show the whole thing, but pretty sure they do on YouTube. Rocco, let's go, buddy. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun is New Year's Eve? You said it's an 8. Survey said number one answer was 5. 5. Yeah, a lot of people don't have a good time. Name something people might get too much of. You said money.
Wow.
Survey said. Yep. Food was the number one answer.
Yeah.
Name something people fill with water. You said swimming pool. Survey said. Number one answer was bottle. I said, name the most popular cereal. You said Frosted Flakes. Boy, when I was a kid, me and Tony the Tiger had a thing going on. Survey said Cheerios was the number one answer. Got 128. We are 72 away. Name a job. Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it. You, my man, are gonna be so famous after this. You said that. I can't even repeat it. Survey said number one answer was garbage collector. Welcome back to the feud, everybody. The Angel family won the game. And now it's time to play. All right, 20 seconds on the clock, please. Fill in the blank. I spend more time with my blank than almost anyone I know.
Coworkers.
At what age did birthdays stop being fun?
16.
What is the most beautiful state in America?
Georgia.
What is the first thing to touch your lips each morning?
Coffee.
Name a fruit that would be impossible for a juggler to juggle.
Bananas.
All right, buddy, let's see how we do. Fill in the blank. I spend more time with my blank than almost anyone I know. You said Adam coworker. Survey said. At what age did birthdays stop being fun? You said 16. That's kind of sad. Survey said. And what's the most beautiful state in America? You said without hesitation, Georgia. Survey said. What's the first thing touch your lips each morning? You said some coffee. Survey said. Name a fruit that would be impossible for a juggler to juggle. You said banana. Survey said. Ashley?
Yes?
You can do it. CJ was okay, but we need a lot of points. You want to know how many you needed?
Sure.
Okay. We need damn near all of them.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you the same five questions. You cannot duplicate the answers. If you do, you're gonna hear this sound. I'll say try again, you give me another answer. Come a little bit tougher this time. We're gonna give you 25 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's remind everybody CJ's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, Ashley. Let's relax, okay? Fill in the blank. I spend more time with my blank than almost anyone I know.
Pillow.
At what age did birthdays stop being fun?
12.
What's the most beautiful state in America?
Florida.
What's the first thing to touch your lips each morning?
Toothbrush.
Name a fruit that would be impossible for a juggler to juggle.
Watermelon.
All righty. Here we go. Fill in the blank. I spend more time with my blank than almost anyone I know. You said... Survey said dog and pet was number one.
What was it?
Dog and pet. At what age did birthdays stop being fun? You said, Jesus, 12. Survey said, number one answer was 30. 30. What's the number one answer? What's the most beautiful state in America? You said, Florida. Survey said, Hawaii. Hawaii's number one. What's the first thing touch your lips each morning? You said? Toothbrush. Survey said? Toothbrush and toothpaste was the number one answer. Name a fruit to be impossible for a juggler to juggle. You said? Watermelon. Survey said? 615 bucks, but they coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time. Watermelon was the number one answer. Okay, Kano, however you want to do it, I'm with you, man. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
20 seconds on the clock, please. If it were raining cats and dogs, name a breed of dog you wouldn't want to fall on you.
A shepherd.
Name something you pop.
A bloom.
How many hours a day does a newborn sleep?
Three.
Tell me a woman's name that starts with the letter M.
Mary.
Name a food that's mostly water.
Soup.
All right, let's go, Kano. If it were raining cats and dogs, name a breed of dog you wouldn't want to fall on you. You said... Shepherd, survey said...
Three.
Name something you pop. You said bloom. Survey said. How many hours a day does a newborn sleep? You got any kids, Kano?
Two older kids.
Two older kids? Yeah, you done forgot. How many hours a day does a newborn sleep? You said three. What is they ass up doing? Survey said. Tell me a woman's name that starts with the letter M. You said Mary. Survey said. Name a food that's mostly water. You said soup. Brilliant answer. I just don't know how you got to it. Survey said.
17.
All right, cooking now. We got a little bit of work to do.
Okay.
Kano got 74.
Okay.
You need 126.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's remind everybody Kano's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, Cookie. If it were raining cats and dogs, Name a breed of dog you wouldn't want to fall on you.
A Rottweiler.
Name something you pop.
A balloon.
Try again.
A zit.
How many hours a day does a newborn sleep?
9.
Tell me a woman's name that starts with the letter M.
Mary.
Try again.
Michelle.
Name a food that's mostly water.
Lemonade.
Come on. We need 126 points.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Sure hope we don't need that last one. If it were raining cats and dogs, name a breed of dog you wouldn't want to fall on you. You said Rottweiler. Survey said?
Huh?
Great Dane was the number one answer.
Okay.
Name something you pop. You said? Zit. Survey said?
Huh?
Balloon was number one. How many hours a day does a newborn sleep? You said? 9. Survey said?
Huh?
18. 18 hours a day. Y'all know newborns be asleep. Tell me a woman's name that starts with the letter M. You said? Michelle. Survey said? Mary. Mary was number one. Name a food that's mostly water. You said, damn it, lemonade. Survey said? Watermelon. Watermelon was the number one answer. $5 a point, that's 420 bucks. But hey, they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time, everybody. All right, you ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 women, how long could you go without buying something new?
24 hours.
Name something you're sick of hearing people complain about.
Their job.
Fill in the blank. Flying blank.
High.
Name something you can do to an egg.
Fry it.
Name an occupation that earns a lot of respect but not a lot of money.
Teaching.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. All right, Jeanette. We asked 100 women, how long could you go without buying something? You on national TV said, doggone it, 24 hours. Survey said,
oh, what?
Name something you're sick of hearing people complain about. You said, the job. Survey said,
yes. What?
Fill in the blank, flying blank. You said, hi. Survey said,
yeah.
Name something you can do to an egg. You said, fried. Survey said, yeah. Name an occupation earns a lot of respect but not a lot of money. You said,
teacher.
Teacher. Survey said,
yeah. Yeah.
All righty.
Well, Mr. Happy's here. All right, DJ, we got to do a little work now.
Okay, let's do it.
Trinette got 78 points.
All right, that's not bad.
You need 122 to win. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. We asked 100 women, how long could you go without buying something new?
7 hours.
Name something you're sick of hearing people complain about.
Their job.
Try again.
Their money.
Fill in the blank. Flying blank.
Pass.
Name something you can do to an egg.
Crack it.
Name an occupation that earns a lot of respect but not a lot of money.
Teachers.
Try again.
Doctor.
Flying blank.
Flying turd. That wasn't it?
Come on, DJ, now. You need 122.
We're gonna try to get there.
Based on them answers, we probably still gonna need that 122. Let's go. Let's see what we got. Let's see if we can get a point. We ask 100 women, how long could you go without buying something new? You said the very odd 7 hours.
It's okay, it's okay.
Survey said? One month. Name something you're sick of hearing people complain about. You said their money.
Yes.
Survey said.
Hey, that's it.
Weather. Weather was number one.
Yes.
We need 104. Come on, fill in the blank. Flying blank. You said. Survey said. Flying high was the number one answer.
I've never heard flying.
All right. Name something you do to an egg. You said, crack it. That's come on. That's Survey that's said,
yeah.
Boil. Boil it was number one. Name an occupation that earns a lot of respect but not a lot of money. You said, you said a doctor?
Oh my God.
Survey said. Teacher.
Seven.
Teacher. Teacher was the number one answer. $5 a point, $535. They're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 men, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like a woman who comes on strong?
6.
Name a breed of dog it's easy to trip over.
German Shepherd.
Fill in the blank. Pass, blank.
Pass.
Name something a baby might need help getting out of.
A walker.
Name a snack people bring on a long car trip.
Beef jerky.
Pass blank.
The wine.
We ask 100 men on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like a woman who comes on strong? You said 6. Survey said. Name a breed of dog it's easy to trip over. You said really tiny German Shepherd. Survey said. Fill in the blank. Pass blank. You said. Pass the wine. Survey said. Name something a baby might need help getting out of. You said. The walker. Survey said. Name a snack people bring on long car rides. You said. Very, very popular beef jerky. Survey said. Aww. All right, so now we got a little work to do. I'm gonna ask you the same 5 questions.
All right.
You cannot duplicate these answers. If you do, you're gonna hear this sound. You won't be hearing that. Okay? I'll say try again. I won't be saying that either. You give me another answer. It's gonna be tougher this time because we're gonna give you 25 seconds. What's gonna make it tougher is after you give your answers and you turn around, you'll see why it's tougher. All right, let's remind everyone of Ashley's answer. 25 seconds on the clock.
Let's do it.
Come on, let's go, man. Let's focus. We asked 100 men,
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like a woman who comes on strong?
5.
Name a breed of dog it's easy to trip over.
Chihuahua.
Fill in the blank. Pass blank.
Tense.
Name something a baby might need help getting out of.
High chair.
Name a snack people bring on long car trips.
Potato chips.
My man. Oh man, you put, let me tell you something. You put up one hell of effort. All right. Now let's turn around. Yeah. Yeah, that'll buckle you over right there. Ooh. You need 181 points.
I like that number.
Yeah.
I like that number.
I like you, George.
I like that number.
You my man. Now, we ask 100 men on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like a woman who comes on strong? You said 5. Survey said 5 was the number one answer.
All right.
Name a breed of dog it's easy to trip over. You said Chihuahua. Survey said Chihuahua was the number one answer. Fill in the blank, pass blank. She said, pass the wine. You said, pass tips. Survey said, pass gas was number one. Name something a baby might need help getting out of. You said, out the high chair. Survey said, crib and bed. Question was, name a snack people bring on a long car trip. You said, tater chips. Survey said, woo. Tater chips was the number one answer. All you needed was a little help, man. You did good. $5 a point, $670. But hey, folks, they're coming right back on Family Feud. All right, 20 seconds on the clock, please. We asked 100 men, how many pairs of underwear did you buy last year?
20.
Name a part of your body that could be described as droopy.
Your chest.
Name an animal you've been told you act like.
A dog.
Name someone who wears gloves.
A woman.
Name something that tastes good with waffles.
Chicken.
Chicken and waffles. I know. Hey, bro. Danny, you're going to be all right. We asked 100 men, how many pairs of underwear did you buy last year? You said 20. Survey said? Name a part of your body that could be described as droopy. You said chest. Survey said?
Okay.
Name an animal you've been told you act like. You said dog. Survey said, name someone who wears gloves. You said, women. Survey said, name something that tastes good with waffles. You said, what everybody was thinking. Survey said, Michaels, nice, man. Thank you, sir.
Oh, God.
You need 164.
164 points?
Yes. It's going to be a little bit tougher this time, so we'll give you 25 seconds. You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's remind everybody of Danny's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Come on, man. We asked 100 men, how many pairs of underwear did you buy last year?
20. 40.
Name a part of your body that could be described as droopy.
Breast.
Try again.
Chin.
Name an animal you've been told you act like.
Dog.
Try again.
Cat.
Name someone who wears gloves.
Doctors.
Name something that tastes good with waffles. Just answer that.
Syrup.
All right, let's go. We asked 100 men, how many pairs of underwear did you buy last year? You said...
Odie.
40 damn pair of drawers. Survey said... six was the number one answer.
Six.
Name a part of your body that could be described as droopy. You said... your chin. Survey said... stomach. Stomach was the number one answer. Name an animal you've been told that you act like. You said... cat. Survey said... see that? Kitten. Kitten and cat was number one.
Oh, good. See?
Yeah, there you go. Here come another one. Uh-huh. Name someone who wears gloves. You said... a doctor. You getting on the roll, I think. Survey said... doctor and dentist was number one.
Oh.
Name something that tastes good with waffles. You said... you act like you didn't want to say it, but you
syrup.
Said syrup. Survey said... you could have won. You could have won. Syrup was number one. He got three number one answers, man. Well, $5 a point. $720, and they're coming right back on Family Feud. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time, folks. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. How many drinks can you have before you know you're going to have a hangover?
Five.
Wow. Name something parents help children learn how to do.
Read.
Fill in the blank. Pinky blank.
Ring.
Name a kind of ball.
Basket.
Tell me a beer lover might want to name his son.
Hi, Nikki.
All right, let's go. How many drinks can you have before you know you're going to have a hangover? You said five.
Is that a lot?
Huh?
Is that a lot?
Is that a lot?
Hangover.
Is five drinks a lot?
I don't get hangovers.
You don't get hangovers.
I don't drink that much, so.
Okay. Well, you said five. Five is a lot.
Oh, okay.
Survey said.
I'll take it.
Name something parents help children learn how to do. You said. Learn how to read. Survey said. Fill in the blank, pinky blank. You said, pinky ring. Survey said, name a kind of ball. You said, or the basketball. Survey said,
wow.
Tell me a beer lover might want to name his son. You said, come here, little Heineken. Survey said, Ariana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You comfortable?
Steve? I am.
I want you to relax
okay.
So we can win this money, okay?
Yes.
All right, and Isabel got 76. You need 124. It's very doable. You can win this money, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to focus, okay?
I will.
All right, let's go. I'm gonna ask you the same five questions. You cannot duplicate the answers. If you do, you're gonna hear this sound. I'm gonna say try again, you give me another answer. Now it's gonna be a little bit tougher this time, so we're gonna give you 25 seconds. You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's remind everybody of Isabel's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. How many drinks can you have before you know you're going to have a hangover?
Three.
Name something parents help children learn how to do.
Read.
Try again.
Pass.
Fill in the blank. Pinky blank.
Finger.
Name a kind of ball.
Basketball.
Try again.
Football.
Tell me a beer lover might want to name his son.
Bob.
Name something parents help the children learn how to do.
Pray.
All right. All right, let's go. We need 124. Here we go. How many drinks can you have before you know you're going to have a hangover? You said Three, is Isabel your sister?
She is.
Yeah, five. Five. Survey said? Three was the number one answer. Name something parents help their children learn how to do. You said, pray. Survey said, dress and tie your shoes. Dress and tie your shoes. Fill in the blank. Pinky blank. You said, pinky finger. Survey said, pinky swear. Pinky swear. Name a kind of ball. You said, football. Survey said, baseball. Baseball. Tell me a beer a beer lover might want to name his son. You said,
I missed a question and I just had to say something.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Bob.
Bob. I needed a question. I thought you said, tell me a builder. What a builder would like to name his son. I heard builder.
Oh.
Sorry.
Survey said. Bud or Budweiser. Budweiser. Need a 64. $5 a point. That's 680. But they'll be coming right back on Family Feud, everybody. I'm Steve Harvey. We'll see you next time.